Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, if anyone is hungry or in need and he hides it from others, Allah Ta'ala takes it upon himself to provide him with 1 year's halal rizq. In still another hadith, it is said, whoever begs for provisions from Allah Ta'ala, they are given to him. And whoever asks for self-control of his desires and wishes, Allah Ta'ala gives it to him. And the upper hand, that is the hand of the giver, is better than the lower hand, that is the hand of the receiver. And no one opens the door towards begging without having the door open for him by Allah Ta'ala towards poverty. That is, whoever begs will actually become poor. Once Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, after hearing a person begging from people in Arafat, in Arafah, hit him with a whip and said, on this day and in this place, do you beg from anyone but Allah? Another hadith says, whoever opens a door for begging, Allah Ta'ala opens for him a door towards poverty. It is better for a person to take a rope and bring a load of firewood on his back, sell it and earn his daily bread, than that he should beg from people, whether they give him anything or refuse him. Another hadith says, whoever owes favors by giving charity to the people or through spending money for joining family relationships, Allah Ta'ala gives him plenty of everything, that is increase in wealth. And whoever opens a door towards begging with the intention of increasing his own wealth, it only leads him to more poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who turns to Allah Ta'ala alone for help, Allah Ta'ala takes charge of the responsibility of fulfilling all his needs and gives him from where he could never imagine. And he who makes this world his only worry, Allah Ta'ala leaves him to the world, that is, he is left to struggle on his own without help from Allah Ta'ala, and he will earn according to his effort. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to him, I advise you to fear Allah Ta'ala both secretly and openly. When you do a sin or do any wrong, do a good deed to cancel it. Do not ask anyone for anything. Do not accept a trust, and do not accept to be a qadi, a judge, between two people. As this work of a qadi is not easy, not everybody can do it. Another hadith says, he who is pleased with the little that he gets, learns contentment, and puts his trust in Allah Ta'ala, is saved from the effort of earning his wealth.